Tom.
Hey Tom, this is Zach from Bank of Cardiff. Sorry I missed your call.
Hey Zach.
Hey,
sorry, man. I was on vacation for a while and I got back a couple days ago and I just remembered to call you back.
Nice. Where'd you go vacation?
I got four boys and we went to California for a little while and
excellent.
Visited
Whereabouts?
Their aunt. Pardon me?
Whereabouts?
Santa Monica.
Okay.
Santa Monica. They got an aunt there. We stayed there
nice.
For a few days and then we went a couple of I don't know what you call it, a road trip. We just rented a car and drove around for 3 or 4 days.
Very cool, very cool. I grew up in Los Angeles, so I'm very familiar with Santa Monica and the whole Southern California area. You guys got part of that heat wave then, huh?
Yeah.
Welcome to California.
Well, it's nothing like St. Louis. St. Louis, hell, it was 107 degrees, they're telling me last week.
You're kidding me.
107 was the heat index. You know, it's like 99, but 106 or whatever. It was crazy. It's humid as all get out. But,
good Lord.
Anyway, I'm calling you back. I had a couple of questions.
Sure.
And I don't know if you have a scenario of, you know, I don't need to borrow 200. If I borrow 250 grand, I don't need to access it all. I can just use it. And I only pay for what I use, right?
Correct. Exactly. So you'll know that they're available for you. You take what you want. The rest is there to be accessed when needed.
And let me ask you another thing. We've got a. I don't want to get into a cash flow. I think I talked to you about this. I don't want to get into a cash flow crunch where. They're taking money out every week and all that stuff. Did you guys say you had a monthly draw?
We do. We have daily, weekly, monthly. It's just a matter of seeing where you fit in with regards to our programs. We do take a look at credit, you know, time in business and things like that in cash flow. You know, that'll put you in that either A, B, C, or a D tier of our programs there. So if you're in that A tier, definitely their monthly payment is a possibility.
Okay. Is that like kind of a somewhat the way you're talking, it doesn't sound like it's something that's very often really used.
No. It happens all the time, actually. What would you say your personal credit's at right now?
You know, my personal credit's pretty good. I got hit with I got sued on a card. So I used to have three locations, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And at each location, there was a manager and a finance manager.
Okay.
Well, the finance manager didn't pass his title to a couple of customers, and I owned all my cars,
mm-hmm.
So there's no reason why he shouldn't have passed the title. So anyway, the guy got his title like 2 weeks after he bought the car, which Missouri state law indicates you have to pass the title at the time of sale.
Right.
That's why I keep all my titles at the office in a safe. So anyway, the finance guy didn't give him the titles. Well, the customer didn't know anything about the Missouri law, but what happened was we overnighted him his title. When the office manager caught it, she overnighted his titles to him,
mm-hmm.
And he titled his cars, drove them 9 months. The motor blew up on a truck, and he sued me, went to a lawyer. The first thing the lawyer said was, "Did you get your title?" And he said, "No, I didn't get it when I bought the car. I got it 2 weeks later." So off to court. Then what happened was I fired the attorney that was working on it because he was running up a bill. Anyhow, long story short, mm-hmm. I was in default for a no-show at the court, and they found in favor of the guy.
Yeah.
And I had a $20,000 judgment, and I set up a payment program where I pay back the insurance company. They sued my bond is what happened, and my
mm-hmm.
bond paid the claim, and then my bond called my insurance company, called me and said, "Hey, you're going to have to pay us back. We'll set it up for, I think it's $400 a month or $600 a month. I can't remember what it is."
Right.
But that's about 6 or 8 months ago. But as far as my credit, I don't miss any payments.
Okay.
You're going to find that. You're going to find that judgment on there, but you're not going to find any slow payments. My house payment's $4,500 a month. I've 13 years. I've never missed a house payment or been late.
Okay.
But yeah, my credit overall is good, except for that.
Well, excellent. Yeah.
Judgment.
Well, it sounds like we could, you know, definitely see. I don't want to give you I want to give you some solid answers. So I definitely the monthly payment is a possibility. Again, it would be up to underwriting to, you know, go through their algorithms and, you know, see what would be the best fit for everybody involved.
Sure.
You know, again, it's a very simple process, though, the one-page application. We look at, you know, six months of bank statements and the first two pages of your most recent tax return, and then we can get you some feedback inside of 24 hours.
Okay. All right, I'll get on it today and get that stuff over to you. Do I need to email it to you or overnight it? How do I do it?
You can email it. You can fax it. You know, whatever's just the most convenient way for you to do it.
And you'll get back with me within 24 hours?
Yeah, well, I'm going to package everything for underwriting, and then once I get it over to them, inside of 24 hours is typically, you know, the response time.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'll work on it. I'll work on getting that stuff together and hopefully get it today or tomorrow.
Sounds good, Tom. I look forward to going to work for you.
All right. Thanks, Ed.
All right. You're welcome. Bye.